This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My dear and beloved and respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us yawm al-qiyamah of Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. During the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anh, he set out to Bilad al-Sham with Abu Ubaidah. During the journey, they encountered a creek that they must cross in order to proceed. So Umar radiallahu anh took his slippers, put them under his arm, and proceeded. When he got to the other side, obviously, his clothes became muddy. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anh, he said to Umar, "I fear when the people see you, the one who are welcoming us, in that state, they might think that you're a man without izzah, without honor." Umar radiallahu anh became very angry and said, "Wallahi, if it was anyone else other than you, Ya Abu Ubaidah, I would have shown him. Ya Abu Ubaidah, inna kunna adhalla qawm, fa'azzala Allahu bin Islam. فَمَهْمَا ابْتَغَيْنَا الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ." "Oh Abu Ubaidah, we were the most disgraced people, and Allah honored us with Islam. And if we seek honor from other than Islam, we will be disgraced again." My dear brothers and sisters, izzah, the word izzah, linguistically, there's no one word translation. Izzah's might, izzah's power, izzah's honor, izzah's glory. Izzah is pride, izzah is confidence. Izzah, it's not something tangible that you can see or smell or touch. It's far more noble than that. It's pride and confidence in your deen, in your values, and in your identity. Listen, my young brothers and sisters, izzah is confidence and pride in your identity as a Muslim. Izzah is the yaqeen of fearing Allah alone and expecting the reward from Allah alone. It is knowing that Allah is the Razzaq, He is the provider, so I do not have to humiliate myself to anyone, to any human being. Izzah is believing without a speck of doubt in the ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Qul lan yusibana illa ma kataba Allahu lana." Tell them, nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to you except what Allah has decreed to you. Izzah is believing in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only believing, having yaqeen in this hadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ihfaz Allah yahfazuk." Be mindful of Allah, Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, you will find Him in front of you. And if you ask, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask, you only ask Allah. When you seek help, you only seek help from Allah. وَعْلَمْ, look at this word, وَعْلَمْ, and know for a fact, if all nations gathered to harm you with something that Allah did not decree it will harm you, they will never be able to harm you. And know for a fact, if all nations gather to benefit you with something that Allah did not decree it will benefit you, they will not be able to benefit you. That is izzah. That is izzah. My brothers and sisters, we reached a point that we have forgotten this word. We have forgotten the meaning of izzah. While on the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were people around him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them, من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Among, listen carefully, among the believing male, there are men. Among the believing male, there are men who are truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are truthful to the vow that they made with Allah azza wa jal. Some of them are martyrs, and some of them are waiting to be martyrs, but they never break the covenant that they have with Allah. Allahumma janna minhum. How can we regain that izzah? First and foremost, by believing without any speck of doubt that Allah is the Aziz Himself. Allah is the Aziz Himself. And if you decide, if anyone thinks to seek izzah from other than Allah, they will be disgraced. قال سبحانه وبشر المنافقين وبشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما. Inform, give the glad tidings to the hypocrites that they will have a severe punishment. Who are the hypocrites, Ya Allah? الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. The one who take the non-believers as protectors, as guardians, instead of Muslims. أيبتغون عندهم العزة. Listen, these are Ya Akhwan. If I say something from me, say, Shaykh, where did you get this from? I'm saying, قال الله and قال الرسول. Allah is saying, O munafiqeen, you are taking the non-believers as your guardians, your awliya. Do you seek, أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ? Are they being friends with them? Or asking them to protect them because they want izzah from them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered, فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. What's wrong with you? You want izzah? You go to the Aziz. You do not seek it from a superpower. You seek it from the Aziz himself. Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. To Allah belongs the izzah. To His Messenger belongs the izzah. And to the believers belongs the izzah. But the hypocrites do not know that. But the hypocrites do not know that. My brothers and sisters, remember that you are a Muslim, you are Aziz. Allah Azza wa Jal have honored me and you to be among the best nation ever created. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. This survey is not done by a company. Allah Azza wa Jal declared that Islam is the most honorable, it is the only deen, and whomsoever follow Islam is honorable. Kuntum khayra ummah. So you belong to the best ummah. Have izzah. Be Aziz, because Allah Azza wa Jalla inspired you to make sujood to your creator, not to another creation like many other people. Be Aziz, because Allah Azza wa Jalla chose the best man that walked this earth to be your messenger. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us how precious. Do not listen to the non-believers and to the media. Allah told us how precious is our blood when He said, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. Whomsoever kill a believer intentionally, he will be in Jahannam forever. Allah's wrath is upon him. Allah's curse is upon him. And there's a severe punishment waiting for him. My brothers and sisters, walk with your head high because you're a Muslim. Allah has honored you. Do not let anyone take that izzah away from you. Allah told us, من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا. Straightforward ayah. You want izzah? Whomsoever is seeking izzah, where should I get it, ya Allah, from? فلله 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 العزة جميعا. All the izzah, all the honor belongs to Allah. So since the izzah belongs only to Allah, and Allah is the only source of izzah, that means the closer I am to the Aziz, the closer I am to have izzah. The closer I am to the Aziz, the highest the possibility of having izzah. Which brings us to the second point, how to earn izzah. قَالَ قَتَادَ مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلْيَتَعَزَّزْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Whomsoever want izzah, let them honor themselves by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? The izzah belongs to Allah. The closer I am to Allah, the closer I am to izzah. How do I get closer to Allah? By obeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Akhwan, this is not just another football. We are seeing and witnessing what's happening. These are solutions from the Quran and from the Sunnah. We want izzah. We want that izzah back. The izzah that Umar radiallahu anhu spoke about. The izzah that Harun al-Rashid spoke about. You want izzah? Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, now we have Muslims drinking alcohol, Muslims cheating on their spouses, Muslims gambling, Muslims dealing with riba, Muslims selling and buying haram, Muslims with tobacco shops, Muslims. How can I seek izzah and I'm disobeying the source of izzah? How can I ask for izzah and I declared war on the owner of izzah? How? My brothers and sisters, many of the people who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, they say this statement, everyone is doing it. Be very careful from that statement, my beloved brother and sister. Everyone is doing it. There's no rule in Islam that says if everyone is doing something, it becomes halal. As a matter of fact, exactly the opposite is true. When Allah said in Surah Al-An'am, وَإِن تُطِعَ أَكْثَرْ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُبَلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And if you obey the majority, they will take you away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. We will face Allah alone, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. We will stand in front of Allah alone, without a translator, without a lawyer, without a spouse, without a parent, alone. And we should report about everything that we have done. Third, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of our ability will make us earn the izzah that we are seeking. And leaving the sunnah, listen what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَجُعِلَ الذُّلُّ وَالصَّغَارُ عَلَى مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِي. And disgrace and lowliness upon the one who oppose my sunnah. Disgrace upon the one who oppose my sunnah. When we obey Allah and the messengers, then we will be true believers. And what did Allah promise the true believers? Quickly, many ayat. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And many ayat. You are superior when you are a true believer. I will never let the disbeliever have control over the mu'mineen, not the Muslimin, the mu'mineen. My brothers and sisters, لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. Do not be deceived by the power of the non-believers around you. It's just a temporary, and at the end they have punishment of the hellfire forever. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. We want Izzah. We have to get over our inferiority complex. People say we are a minority. How can we have Izzah? Should we isolate ourselves from the society? Absolutely not. Participate in the society. Get engaged, but ولكن do not compromise your deen. Do not water down your deen. The beauty of Islam is to be presented the way it is. And if you feel you need to compromise your deen in order to progress, stop, see, out. And this is unfortunately what happened with many people when they go and start participating in the society. Always put Allah first. And before you utter any statement, ask yourself, will I be proud to say this statement in front of Allah Azza wa Jal? Will I be proud to say this statement in front of Allah Azza wa Jal? My brothers and sisters, Izzah is to live. Is to live Islam daily, not only in the masjid. Izzah is to pray on time, even if it was in a parking lot. Izzah, my sister, is to wear your proper hijab while everyone around you is naked. Izzah is to stand against oppression. Izzah is to tell the truth, even though the outcome could be very hard. My brothers and sisters, you want to see Izzah? Look at Gaza.
You want to see Izzah being implemented? Look at Gaza. Gaza is the Izzah with a crown on the Ain. Gaza is the Izzah with a crown on the Ain. Gaza taught us Izzah. When you see a man grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal after he lost all his family. Gaza taught us Izzah. When you see a woman standing like a mountain, congratulating each other because their children are martyrs. Izza is when you see a 7-year-old girl that lost her brother, calming her father and telling him to be patient. Izza, Gaza taught us Izza. When we see all the people of Gaza united with one goal, imma shahada wa imma nasr, either martyrdom or victory. That is Izza. My brothers and sisters, if we do not start obeying Allah and get that Izzah back, Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the last ayah in Surah Muhammad, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you do not obey, if you go away from my obedience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with someone who will obey, and they will be better than you. Allahumma izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allahumma izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Wa adhill al-Shirka wa al-Mushrikeen. Wa adhill al-Kufra wa al-Kafirin. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Gaza nasran aziza. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد على آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.